Today's daf is Menachas daf Lamed Aleph, and we are 10 lines from the top of daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph, moving along in the sugyas of mezuzah. So daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Aleph is essentially the last Amud that discusses the halachas of mezuzah. Daf Lamed Aleph, Amud Beis, we're going to turn our attention from mezuzah to tefillin. Zok to Gemara, Amr Ameimar, Hai Pischa da Akarno, a room that had four walls, but the corner of one of the rooms was removed so that it was missing a corner. And essentially, because it was missing a corner, what formed was an entranceway. Stating that, this entranceway was never built l'katchila as an entranceway. Thus, it didn't have any doorposts. There were no mezuzos. Says a meimar, the halach is chayeb mezuzo. Only Rav Ashi, the meimar, Rav Ashi told a meimar, v'lesli petzimin, there are no doorposts. The Torah says, u'chsaftam al mezuzos beisecho u'visharecho. So if there's no doorpost, even though there's a doorway, but being that there's no doorpost, doesn't that by definition mean it's dead on arrival? There can't be a chiyum mezuzah. Amalei, he told him, Adi Petzimi, what do you mean? The doorway and the sides of the walls that essentially form the doorway, they are in themselves the mezuzahs. In other words, what he was saying was, you don't need mezuzahs per se in order to be chayv a mezuzah. And even though the Torah says, uchsavtem al mezuzahs, that's because ordinarily you have mezuzahs. But even if you don't have mezuzahs, you have a tzuras ha-pesach, the tzuras ha-pesach in and of itself would constitute the mezuzahs, and you'd be chayv a mezuzah. Says the Gemara, and that, no, Rapapa ikla lebe mar shmur. Rapapa was once by Shmuel. Chaza hu pescha. He saw there was a door in Shmuel's house, lehavi ala patzim echad mismala, that had a mezuzah, it had a doorpost on the left side, and there was a mezuzah, obviously on the right side. But the point is that there was a mezuzah. Amalei, so he told him, Kiman Kirameir, you're probably going like Rameir, who holds that all you need is one doorpost. And if you have one doorpost, that would be enough in order to be chayv mezuzah. But he told him, did Rav Papa, emadam Rameir mi amit. Even Rameir, who said that one doorpost is enough in order to be chayv mezuzah, that's only true if the doorpost is on the right side. But mismail, if it's on the left side, mi amar. In other words, Shmuel's mezuzah, which we thought obviously was on the right side, was really on the left side. And when Rav Papa saw that, he was very taken aback. He said, I never saw such a thing. You have one mezuzah, it's on the left side, and you put the mezuzah of the likazat, the mezuzah has to be of the rechtazat. And being that you don't have a mezuzah on the right side, memela, there's no way for you to be mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. Now, two horrors. Number one, Rav Papa seemed to feel that the only way you're able to put up a mezuzah is if there's doorposts. Didn't we just say you don't need doorposts? Didn't we just say that the doorway itself, Adi Patsimin, constitute the doorpost? So Rashi asks the Kasha. Rashi says you have to say that the way this was configured was that the door itself was at the corner of one of the walls. As a result, you didn't even have the edge of the wall constituting a doorpost. So you literally had one doorpost, and on the other side, what you had was the door. But if you went to the right side of the door, so let's assume the Gemara says the doorpost was on the left side. On the right side of the door, there was nothing because the door itself was the corner. Being that there was nothing to the right side of the door, all you had was one doorpost, and you didn't even have the Adi Patsimi, you didn't even have the edge of the wall. And it's for that reason, Rav Papa held, you shouldn't be chayav. But Rav Papa's taina was that even though there is a shita that holds that this would be okay because you don't need two doorposts, but one doorpost in and of itself would be enough, but it has to be on the right side. You don't find anywhere that would be okay if he was on the left side. Says the Gemara, who's this Rameir? Rameir, we just said, holds that one doorpost is enough to be chayv and mezuzah. What's the makar to this Rameir? Says the Gemara, Mahi, the tiny we learned in a braisa, it says, uchsavtem al mezuzahis beisecho visharecha. And from the word beisecho we learn, biyascha min hayamin, that the mezuzah has to be on the right side. How do you know? Maybe on the left side. Talmud lomer beisecha. My Talmud, what do you see in the word beisecha that suggests the right side? Amar Rabbi, Rabbi said, derech biyascha min hayamin. We darshan the word beisecha as if it would say biyascha. We learn two things from there. Obviously, the mezuzah has to be on beisecha, literally. But we also learn from here, derech biyascha. And from there we learn that just like a person walks, he first moves his right foot, then his left foot. So from there we learn the halacha that derech biyascha is where you put the mezuzah. The mezuzah has to be on the right side. First you move your right foot, then you move your left foot. He learned it from a different pasuk. It says vayikach yoyad hakoyin arin echad vayikov char bedalsoi vayiten noisa itzlam mizbech miyamin bevoy ish beis Hashem unusam etchan ekam Hashem rasavas kol akesef amuva beis Hashem. So the pasuk talks about yoyad hakoyin is putting this chest, there's money in this chest, and he puts it where miyamin, the right side of the mizbeach. And then the pasuk says, "Bevoy ish beis Hashem." So you see, derech biyaschas miyamin. So it's learned out from a pasuk. But the bottom line is, beisecha. We learn from there, derech biyascha, which is the right side. That's the makar that the mezuzah has to be on the right side.
Came from where? Outside or inside?
In other words, going inside. Going so it's on your right as you're going from outside to inside. Right. It has to be on your right side. It's interesting. I forgot to bring the Shulchan Aruch with me, but the mechaber brings the halacha, of course, that the mezuzah has to be of the rechtezad, and the mezuzah says, and the mechaber says that that's true even for a lefty. So even if somebody is a lefty, even an iter, he too is supposed to put his mezuzah on the right side. And the shach has an arichos, he discusses, why is it that a lefty has to put it on his right side, says the shach, because even if though yourself might be a lefty, so for you would think, there's a svar you should put it on your left side, right? Just like a lefty puts tefillin on his right hand. So maybe the lefty's mezuzah should be on his left side. But says the shach, you're not the only one living in the house. And even if you are the only one living in the house, but still maybe batla daita etzel kol adam, ayin sham b'shach, the shach discusses it. Kiveger says, in Hasagoyis for Kiveger, he says, what would be the havamina that a lefty should be different? Mechatesi. In tefillin, we understand it. Tefillin is yadcha, we learn from the yadke, you're supposed to put it on your weaker hand. So for a righty, his left hand is his weaker hand. For a lefty, his right hand is his weaker hand. But here the Torah says, what's the havamina that it should have to be on? Says Rabbi Kiveger, I think the Achreinim made a toys. The Achreinim understood that when the Shulchan Aruch said, even in Iter, they were talking about someone who uses his left hand. That's not what it means. You know what it means? We had this in Kachem. This is the Gemara in Becheres Daf Memvav Amid Beis. There's a concept of an Iter Yad and there's a concept of an Iter Regel. It's Ezra Kiveger, you know, the Shulchan Aruch was coming to Bavarn. Someone who's an Iter Regel, his left foot is his stronger foot. So when he walks, he doesn't walk with his right foot first. He walks with the left of his. With the link of his, I should say. The left of his. Boy, I just got too frask. But anyways. See, he's supposed to walk first. He walks first with his left foot. What's the makar that the mezuzah has to be on your right? It's derech biyascha. And like the Gemara says, dechi akar inish kari diyamina akar. When a person walks first, he moves his right foot. A lefty who moves his left foot first, it would have been a havamina. Maybe he should have put the mezuzah on the left. So I says, Rabbi Kvega, that was the chiddush. Chiddush is not a left-handed person. Why is that a chiddush? Why would you think a left-handed person should be any different? Kivegru says the chiddush is a left-footed person. Someone whose ikker foot is his left foot, says the mechaber, doesn't matter. If you're a righty or if you're a lefty, even though there are places in halacha where there's a difference between a righty and a lefty, not in this halacha. When it comes to mezuzah, everybody puts the mezuzah on his right side. Either way, so mezuzah has to be on the right side. Okay, says the Gemara, my Rameir. Who's this Rameir that says that one mezuzah is going to be enough? Tanya, we learned to the Braisa. Abayis she'en le'elapatza mechot. Abayis that has only one mezuzah. Rameir, mechaibim, mezuzah, Rameir, says he chaibim. Mezuzah, v'chamim, pleitru, chamim, say yepatav ha-mezuzah. My time in the Rabbanah. What's the makar to the Rabbanah? Mezuzah is ksiv. It says, v'chsavtem al mezuzah. So lash and rabim. It sounds like you have to have two mezuzahs. Now, you don't put the mezuzah on the two mezuzahs. But at the very least, the word mezuzah is pelash and rabim would certainly suggest that you have to have two mezuzahs. My time the Rameir. What's the makar to Rameir? Tanya, we learned to the Brayso. So mezuzos. It says mezuzos. Shemei ani mezuzos shtayk. Shoyim mezuzos v'parsha shniyo. It says the word mezuzos twice, right? How many times does it say the parsha and the mezuzah in the Torah? Two times. In the two parashas of Kriya Shema. You have it in the parasha of Shema, V'yahavta, and then you have it in V'hoyo im Shemoyo again. And both times the Torah uses a Lashon Rabim of mezuzos. What are we do when you says the Gemara Kshuaymer Mezuzah is beparsha Shnei Hashem Talmud Loimar Havi Riboy Acham Riboy Vein Riboy Acham Riboy Elolim Ma'e Miata Hakosav LeMezuzah Achas Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Says Rabbi Shmuel, you want to know why one mezuzah is enough? Because it says in the Torah you need two mezuzahs. Okay, that's a reason to need two mezuzahs. No, but it says it twice in Riboy Achar Riboy Alamayit, and it teaches us that if you have one mezuzah, you're going to be Bechar. Rabbi Kiva, and Rabbi Kiva says in Itzarach, you don't have to come on to a Riboy Achar Riboy Alamayit. El Kshu Oimer, it says Alamashka if Al Shtei Hamezuzahs in Talmud Oimer. The context over there was Pesach Mitzrayim. So Pesach Mitzrayim had a unique Shulchan Aruch of how it was brought. One of the things was that the Yidden that brought the Korban Pesach in Mitzrayim had to take from the dam of the Korban Pesach and they had to put it on the mashkoif and on the shtei mezuzos of their house. Now over there it says shtei mezuzos, shtei tamalei mashtei. It's great, Rabbi. People, why did Torah have to say shtei mezuzos? Isn't the word mezuzos itself lashon rabim? Why shtei mezuzos? Says the Gemara, shtei ze bono of kol makom shenema mezuzos eni ala achas achi bar lachakas of shtein. Says Rabbi Kiva, it's coming to teach me bing enough that wherever it says mezuzos in the Torah, it means one. If it says shtei mezuzos, then it's going to mean two. But the bottom line is you have a machlokes tanoim over here in this brisa. The Tanakama in the Brisa says that being that it says the word mezuzah is Belashon Rabbim, you need two mezuzahs, and unless you have two mezuzahs, you're not going to be chayv a mezuzah. Whereas Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva both hold that no, one is enough. They learn it from different makairis. Rabbi Shmuel says, because it says in the Torah the word mezuzah is tzintzveitin mal, ein ribay achariyot ribay el ma'it. Rabbi Akiva says, being that one time the Torah by Pesach Mitzrayim used the word shtei mezuzos, that's a gilui, that wherever it says mezuzos, it means one. The bottom line is, you have a Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva that both hold mezuzah, one mezuzah is fine. When the Amiram had a Shitas Rav Meir who also said one mezuzah is enough, obviously they were going in the Shita of Rabbi, he was going in the Shita of Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Akiva. Bottom line is, the machlokes is tanam whether it's one mezuzah or two mezuzahs. So Rav Papa walks into Shmuel's house and he sees that there's only one mezuzah on the left side, and there's a mezuzah on that mezuzah. And he commented, he says, what's going on over here? He says, oh, you probably hold like Rabbi Meir, who we now know is also Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, all of whom hold that one mezuzah is enough to be chayv a mezuzah, but at the same time, it has to be on the right side. How do you know that? Because it says, Beisecha derech biyascha. So what the Gemara brought here was two drushes. One, to tell me the mezuzah always has to be on the right side. The other was to show this shita that one mezuzah is enough. But what Rav Papa told Shmuel was that the bottom line is that at the end of the day, even if you go like the shita that holds one mezuzah, it has to be on the right side. Thus, it doesn't make sense that you would put a mezuzah on the left side. Zok de Gemara Tana Rabbanon, Uchsavtem, it says in the Torah, Uchsavtem al mezuzah is beisecho visharecha, yoch yich devenu al avonim. So if you read the pasuk, it sounds like you should write the mezuzah literally on the avonim. Uchsavtem al mezuzah is beisecho. Says the Gemara, Nemerkan Ksiv, Nemelhalin Ksiv, Malahalin ala Sefer. Just like over there, where else does it say Ksiva, Vikasav la Sefer, Krisos, Venasim Beyad, in the Parish of Gerishin? And over there, you're supposed to write the get on a Sefer, Afkan ala Sefer. So to over here, the mezuzah is supposed to be written on a Sefer as well. Says the Gemara, Klachlu Derechzu, Nemerkan Ksiv, Nemelhalin Ksiva. I can make a different Xerishava. Malahalin ala Avonim, Afkalan ala Avonim. So what's that referring to? Rashi says, Vikasavto ala Avonim. The context is when the Yidden were crossing the Yarden, so they had a wreck. These stones that had the Sefer Torah written on it, the brachas, the klolas, and there too it says ksiv, and there it's on avonim. So maybe this uchsafte means al avonim, says the Gemara. Nira lemidaim, don ksiv ani hegels ledairis, mi ksiv ani hegels ledairis. It makes more sense to learn the halachas of mezuzah from get, because they're both ksiva ani hegels ledairis. Vein don ksiv ani hegels ledairis, mi ksiv she'en ani hegels ledairis, says the Gemara. And the Gemara continues. So we established that mezuzah has to be written not directly on the mezuzahs, but rather it has to be written on the sefer. Additionally, it has to be written with black ink. How do you know that? Once you know that it has to be written, anytime something has to be written in a sefer, it has to be written b'dyoy, which means blackie. It's very nice you have gzeira shava. Ksiva, ksiva, you're going to learn now. Ksiva is mezuzah from ksiva saget. But you can't be oiker a pasik from the pashup shat because of gzeira shava. And at the end of the day, there's a pashup shat here. What's the pasuk pshat? Uchsavtem al mezuzos. It sounds like you shouldn't write it on a klaf, but rather you should write it on the actual doorpost. So, freik de gemara, amalei rav acha, brei de rav la rav ashi. How do you ever write? It's a very nice gzeira shava. It's beautiful. But how could you use a gzeira shava to literally alter a pasuk pshat and a pasuk? Amar kro. So he told him back, I must be right. Because it says uchsavtem. And from the word uchsavtem, we learn ksiva tama. Ksiva tama means a ksiva, a ksav that's going to be able to last. V'hadar al mezuzos. And then afterwards, you're supposed to put on the mezuzah. But the point is, you have to write a ksiva that's going to last. And if you're going to write it directly on the bottom, it's not going to last. If it's not going to last, bal korcha, that's not what the Torah meant. So you're right. The pashup shot seems to suggest uchsavtem al mezuzos. But being that the Torah
said uchsavtem, which means ksivatama, that teaches me that it has to be a ksav that lasts, which forces me to learn that you're writing it on a klafet gemara. Umiachet dechsev uchsavtem haigzeirish avalamali. If you're holding cheshbin, so you're telling me that uchsavtem teaches me ksivatama. If that's the case, then what do I need the Gzeira Shava for? The Gemara started off with Gzeira Shava. It says Ksiva by Mezuzah. It says Ksiva by Get. The Kosav Lasei for Christmas. Just like over here, it's on the Sefer there too. But the Gemara says you can't use Gzeira Shava to alter the Pashup Shad. So the Gemara says you're right. It says Uchsaftam. So in the Pashup Shad, it's Muchach that you're really writing it. You're writing it on a Sefer. So the Gemara says, okay, very nice. So if it's learned that from Uchsaftam, then what do I need the Gzeira Shava for? Says the Gemara, Ilag Gzeira Shava. Had we not had the Gzeira Shava, I would have thought Lichte Va'avno. Meaning, it's not true. It is possible to be Mekayim Ksiva Tama even on a stone. You could write the Ksiva Tama, engrave it in the stone, and afterwards put the stone up. I would think that maybe that's what it means. Kamash Malon Ksiva. That's why, even though I have Ksiva Tama, I still have to come on to the Gzeira Shava. So the truth is, the Gemara leaves us hanging a little bit. It's not clear. It's a combination of two drushes, each of which doesn't seem to do the job, but the two together seem to make it work. The bottom line is, even though it says in the Torah, which literally would seem to suggest that you're supposed to write the mezuzah physically on the wall, you should engrave it, etch it into the stones of the wall, into the wood of the wall. That's what it sounds like you're supposed to do. But we learn now from a combination of uchsavtem, which means ksivatam, it has to be a ksav that's going to last. Number one. Number two, Gzeira Shava, from the word Uchsavtem that it says by Mezuzah, to the Kosav Lasefa Krisis they have in the parish of Gerishin, and the two somehow together, I am Bekaranayra, look at the Rishonim and Achrayim, they explain this, but the two together somehow teach me the halacha that you're not supposed to write the Mezuzah directly on the doorpost, but rather the way you're supposed to write the Mezuzah is on a klaf, and then you take the klaf, put it into a nice case, and you put the case on the mezuzah exhale. So before we go weiter, and we turn our attention from mezuzah to tefillin, two ha'aras. One lamda shahara, and one super lamda shahara. We'll start with the super lamda shahara. And that is, that the Brisker Rav in Sefer, ala Torah, in Parshas Vaeschanan, asks a very obvious question. And really, it flows very, very nicely from the Gemara that we just learned. The Torah in the parish of Kriyashma mentions two mitzvahs in succession. You have the mitzvah of tefillin, and you have the mitzvah of mezuzah. The Torah says regarding tefillin, Ukshartam la'isa yodecha, vahiru l'taytofa is beinaynecha, Ukshavtam al mezuzah is beisecha v'sharecha. And the Biskarov wondered, why is it that regarding the mitzvah of tefillin, there's no mention of the obligation to write the parashiyos of tefillin, which you're eventually going to put in the tefillin and then wrap on your hand and put b'nei necha. And when it comes to the mezuzah, the Torah emphasizes uchsavtem. Because the truth is that there's a mitzvah ksiva by tefillin, just like there's a mitzvah ksiva by mezuzah. But in both cases, the mitzvah is not neskayim with the ksiva. The mitzvah is neskayim with the tefillin when you put the tefillin on. The mitzvah is neskayim with the mezuzah when you affix the mezuzah to the doorpost. But they both have ksiva, they both have the actual ma'aseh mitzvah. For some reason, the Torah shepik sav with the mitzvah of tefillin emphasize the Maisa mitzvah. And when it comes to mezuzah, the Torah Shabbat, we know, but Torah Shabbat Pet, like we just learned, that you have to put it on the doorpost, write it first on a cloth. But the Torah emphasizes the ksiva. Why are we emphasizing the ksiva? It's not true. What you're doing is you're writing on a cloth, and then you're taking the cloth, you're being kaiveya, the mezuzah. That's the nusach of the bracha. Of course, that's what the mitzvah is. So, Freik de Briskerov, why is it by tefillin that the Torah was nakat lishna de kshira, the gabi mezuzah lishna de ksiva? And the Briskerov says a very lamdish teretz, ayin sham. But I just want to share with you a teretz that I saw in the Sefer Chavatzelos Asharon, and behektim a lamdis from Rabbi Issa Zalman Meltzer in his Sefer Evan Ozel. And that is that the Rambam brings in Hilchas Tefillin that tefillin, the hide of the tefillin that was used for the klaf, had to be processed lishma. So there was halacha that the tefillin had to be done, and the ibud of the tefillin, the processing of the tefillin itself, had to be lishma. The Rambam brings the same halacha in Hilchas Sefer Torah. The Rambam says that a Sefer Torah needs to be processed lishma, stating that in Hilchas Mezuzah, the Rambam says that there was no halacha that the klaf of the tefillin required ibud lishma. There's no obligation for the ibud, the processing of the klaf of the mezuzah, to be lishma. And the question is, maishno tefillin v'sefer Torah mi mezuzah? Why is it that as it relates to the tefillin and the sefer Torah, there's halacha of ibud lishma? But when it comes to mezuzah, there's no halacha of ibud lishma.
And the truth is that, you know, asked this kasha, the Chachmei Lunil asked this kasha, and they asked it to none other than the Rambam himself. So in a letter, in a telegram, they sent the Rambam, and they said, Rambam, will you please explain your position? What's the difference with regards to Tefillin and Sefer Torah and Mezuzah? Tefillin and Sefer Torah, there's halacha of Ibel Lishma. But when it comes to Mezuzah, there's no halacha of Ibel Lishma. And the Rambam himself responded. The Rambam said that Sefer Torah and Tefillin is Chayvas Aguf. Mezuzah is Chayvas Abayis. But Kemuvan, the Rambam's teretz itself was very, very awesome. They all mutcha to understand what exactly this lumdus of the Rambam is. Again, why by Sefer Torah and Tefillin is there halacha that the klaf itself needs ibul lishma, but when it comes to mezuzah, there's no halacha that the klaf needs ibul lishma. Says Rabbi Zalman in Evan Ozel, and it's in Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Aleph, Halacha Tezvav. This is real bar mitzvah pshatel material. Says Rabbi Zalman, the chilik is as follows. The chilik is that really, if you take a look in the Torah says, uchsavtem al mezuzah. The Torah says that you're supposed to write the Sefer Torah, the mezuzah itself, the parishes of the mezuzah, on mezuzah pesach. So much so, the Gemara asks a kasha that maybe that's really what you're supposed to do. Neichateset is supposed to be a klaf at all. Says the Gemara, no, there has to be a klaf. How do I know that? Ksiva, ksiva from ksiva saket. There's a loch of ksiva tama. Nemela, I know that really the ksiva is supposed to be on the klaf. But at the end of the day, and this is the Chavetzel Shasharon's beer, at the end of the day, what did the Torah write? The Torah wrote, Uchsavtem al mezuzah ispeisachu v'sharecho. Ve'ein mikro yoytze midei pshutai. At the end of the day, really what the Torah wants is that the ksiva should be on the mezuzah. The problem is there's logistical issues. You have a ksiva tamme issue, there's a gzeira shavo that we need to address. But the point is, what the ein mikro yoytze midei pshutai. And what the Torah really wants is you should write it in the mezuzah. Say, here's the punch. Says Rabbi Zalman that when you write a mezuzah on a klaf and you put the klaf on the mezuzah, you know what you're being mekayim? You're being mekayim uchsavtem al mezuzah is beisach v'sharecha. Because that's what the Torah said, that the ksiva should be on the mezuzah. Now, it just so happens, the way you're doing it is in two steps. You're writing it on a klaf, and then you're taking the klaf and you're clapping it into the doorpost. But really, by you taking the klaf and clapping it into the doorpost, what you're being mekayim, the kiyum that's happening klap ishmaya, is now the mezuzah is written on the doorpost. It's written via the klaf. But what's niskayim is what the Torah says, and that is uchsavtem al mezuzah ispeisach v'sharecha. If that's the case, says Rabbi Zalman in Lumdus, the klaf serves a very different purpose when it comes to mezuzah than it comes to Sefer Torah and Tefillin. Sefer Torah and Tefillin, the ksiva is on the klaf. That's the kiyum. The kiyum is you wrote these parashiyos in the Torah and you wrote it on a klaf. Being that the ksiva is deemed to be on the klaf, they're halachas of the klaf. One of those halachas is you have to have ibud l'shma. But by the mezuzah, the ksiva is really al mezuzah ispeisecha. The klaf is the hechatimtzo that you should be able to have a ksiva al mezuzah ispeisecha and still have a ksiva tama. And still be able to satisfy the gzeira shava, ksiva siva, from the parsha of ksiva saget. But at the end of the day, what we're walking away with is not a ksiva on the klaf, a ksiva al mezuzah ispeisecha, like the Torah said. So being that what you're walking away is with the ksiva al mezuzah ispeisecha, so the klaf is an afterthought, it's a tafel. If it's a tafel, over there there's no halacha. Over there, the Rambam held, there's no halacha that you need ibul l'shma. Ibul l'shma is when the ksiva's on the klaf. That's the end game. That's not just the way it is physically, but that's also the way it's neskayim in the ilamis. That's the way we see it in the world of lamnis as well. But when it comes to a mezuzah, in the world of lamnis, we don't see a ksiva on klaf. What we see is a ksiva on the mezuzah. It's through the klaf that it's, but at the end of the day, where is Shom Tehemenu Chasai of this parsha? It's on the mezuzah's beisecha. It's not on the klaf. Being that that's where its ultimate resting place is, so that the klaf is more of a tafel. If the klaf is more of a tafel, there's not going to be halacha of ibul l'shma. If that's the case, it comes out that what's the real mitzvah mezuzah? The mitzvah mezuzah is to be kaveya mezuzah? No. The mitzvah mezuzah is to write a mezuzah. It's to write it on mezuzah's beisecha. The way you write the mezuzah on mezuzah's beisecha is by writing it on a klaf, now taking the klaf and affixing it to the doorpost. But when you affix it to the doorpost, what's been eskayim is not the kviya of the parsha that you wrote now on the doorpost. But what's been eskayim is uchsavtem al mezuzah is besecha. So it's more than just a heksher mitzvah. And that's why the Torah says uchsavtem al mezuzah is besecha. As opposed to tefillin, the ksivas ha-parashis is a heksher mitzvah ba'alma. Torah doesn't usually talk about it. Every now and again, the Torah mentions asiyah sukkah is the most notable one, but where the Torah will mention a heksher mitzvah. But by mezuzah, it's more than just a heksher mitzvah. That's really what the kiyum mitzvah is, and it's for that reason you have uchsavtem al mezuzah ispeisecho v'sharecho. That's the first tahara. The second,
That's the first aura. The second aura is just a little bit of a background. That is that we're all familiar with the Gemara. It's actually a Gemara, Masechtes Menachos, Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. We've spoken it out in the Daf together many times. The Gemara says that when David HaMelech was running away from Shaul, he was a fugitive, Shaul wanted to kill him, he's in a Beis HaMerchitz, and he realized that he was Arum, and he was really, really scared. Says the Gemara, because he was Arum, he suddenly was so frightened. Gemara says, yeah, not because he was physically Arum, because he realized he was Arum in a mitzvah, and he didn't have any mitzvahs protecting him, until he was Nestakel B'Milo, and when he saw his Bris Milo, and then already he had Yishev Adas, he realized that the mitzvah of Milo was protecting him. Aye, the mitzvah of Milo is a mitzvah that he did when he was 8 days old. So you see from here, it's a mitzvah Tmidi, the Pri Yitzchak, Reb Chaim Brisker, Vadvar Matikin. We'll probably speak it out again when we get to Daf Mem Gimel Amud Beis. But again, old classic raid. The Magen Avraham in Hilchis, the Magen Avraham in Hilchis Tzitzis in Simin Chav Beis brings that Arizal asked a gewaldige kasha on this gemara. David HaMelech is running away from Shaul. He's in the Beis HaMerchitz. He realizes he's Arum in HaMitzvahs, and he's suddenly very scared. Why is he scared? Because he realizes that he doesn't have any protection. Frek Darizal, every single night, when David HaMelech was lying in bed, why wasn't he afraid? Why wasn't he afraid every single night when he was lying in bed that L'chayro, what was protecting him? He didn't have anything protecting him. And what he wasn't wearing? What did he have? Says Darizal, must be that he used to sleep in the tzitzis. And Darizal said, you see from here that there's an inyan. And even though in the Gemara it's mashmak, so slightless, potem in tzitzis, we're going to learn the sugya soon, parak chelas. But says Darizal, al pisoy, there's an inyan to sleep in tzitzis. And the raya is none other than David HaMelech. Because it was only in the Beis HaMerchitz that he had to be comforted with the Bris Milah, so that he shouldn't be afraid of Shaul. Every night. Why didn't he have to be comforted as well? Vaistois, every night it wasn't an issue. Says the Magen Avraham, the Dvar of Divrei Kabbalah. The words of the Arizal is Divrei Kabbalah. This is, of course, Hoichazachin. And as a result, Nikabah. We're going to accept it. I'm not questioning the halacha that the Arizal said. However, Avaladin, as far as the Arizal's raya, yesh tshuva, I don't understand it. The yesh loymar, says the Magen Avraham, the Belailo, you want to know why David HaMelech wasn't afraid at night? Because at night, akoponim hoyla mezuzah bepischai. He had a mezuzah. Now he was in a base merchus, he didn't have a mezuzah. But at night, he always had a mezuzah. And being that he had a mezuzah, that's what was protecting him. He didn't sleep in tzitzis, says the Magen Avraham. I mean, maybe he did. He says, in divrei kabbalah nekabel. But you're going to bring a raya from the fact that David HaMelech wasn't afraid at night, that he must have slept in tzitzis? You know why he wasn't afraid? Because he had the mitzvah of Freit Rav Kiveger and a tshuva. I think it's tshuva Yud Aleph. If that's the case, and when David HaMelech was in the Beis Merchitz, he didn't have the mezuzah? When David HaMelech was in the Beis Merchitz, you're right, he was on the go. He was running away. He was a fugitive. But he had a house, and in his house there was a mezuzah. L'chari had the mezuzah protecting him then also. So Freit Rav Kiveger, that if the Magen Avraham is right, that every night the reason David HaMelech wasn't afraid is because every night he had mezuzah. Now in the Beis Merchitz, he also had mezuzah. Said Rabbi Kiveger, I think you see in this Magen Avraham a gewaldige chiddush. You see from here that the only time a person is mekayim the mitzvah of mezuzah is while he's in the house or in the room that has the mezuzah. But if I have a house that has a mezuzah, and right now I'm not home, so the halacha is that I'm not going to get the mitzvah mezuzah. So as long as David HaMelech was in a room, he was sleeping in a cheder that had a mezuzah. See, right, he had nothing to be afraid of. But it's the said Rabbi Kiveger was in a Beis Merchitz. Oh, he was in a Beis Merchitz. That must be Pshat in the Magen Avraham. So it says Rabbi Kiveger, I learned the Dover Gadol from this Magen Avraham, that a person who leaves his house at that moment that he's not home, he's not being mekayim in the mitzvah mezuzah. Says Rabbi Kiveger, if that's the case, I'm going to ask you a question. Every time a person leaves his house, when he comes back home, he's becoming mekayim in the mitzvah mezuzah again. Maybe he should have to make a bracha. Rabbi Kiveger says, Sarachin Ladina. He brings a bracha. Yosef, this is a whole arichos. I mean, this is really mekayim. I was going to say, Veinka mekayim lekarech. That's not true, because if not then, but when? But it's beyond the scope of what we're able to do. But the bottom line is, it's an arichos. And Rabbi Kiveger, a gorgeous tshuva, he goes through all these different, it's beautiful. But the bottom line is, Azazak Rabbi Kiveger, he was mechiach from this Magen Avraham, that the Magen Avraham held that every night he had the protection of the mezuzah. If that's the case, how come he didn't have the protection of the mezuzah now also? Vaistois, Zakrab Kiveger, that you only have the mitzvah mezuzah while you're in the house that has a mezuzah. But if you're not in the house that has a mezuzah, you don't have the protection of the mezuzah. But the truth is that what comes out from Kiveger is a very big chiddush. It comes out from Kiveger that when a person puts up a mezuzah, every moment that he's in his house, he has the mitzvah mezuzah. I mean, that's the Magen Avraham l'chayra. That's from Kiveger. Kiveger was just mechiach from the Magen Avraham. You only have the mitzvah mezuzah while you're in your house. But the truth is that as long as you're in your house, you're being mekayim a mitzvah. It's a chiddush, right? You would think that the mitzvah mezuzah is something you mekayim one time. You clap a mezuzah, you get the mitzvah. But that it should be a mitzvah timidi, that this should be a mitzvah that you always have from the Magen Avraham, it would be very, very mashma that it's a mitzvah timidi. So I'll tell you on this note, two beautiful Maror HaKoinos. The first is a Tosfos in Perek HaKoinos in Masechtas Bava Kamma. And the context over there is the Machlokes Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef regarding the famous Shomer Aveda. So somebody found an Aveda where the Halach is he has an obligation to be mekayim the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Till he returns the Aveda, he's a shomer, he's watching the Aveda. The question is, does this shomer Aveda have a din of a shomer chinam, or does he have a din of a shomer sachar? Rabbi says he has a din of a shomer chinam, Rabbi Yosef says he has a din of a shomer sachar. Rabbi says he has a din of a shomer chinam, meaning he's potter from Gneva of Aveda, for example. Why? He says, because what defines a shomer chinam? The fact that he's not getting paid. Nobody's paying this guy. So being that nobody's paying him, he has a din of a shomer chinam. Rabbi Yosef says it's not true. He has a din of a shomer sachar. He says, you want to know why? Because what would be if somebody would knock on his door? He'd be able to say, I'm not available. You know why? Because he's Oisik b'mitzvah. He's being Oisik in the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda. Oisik b'mitzvah is potem in a mitzvah. It comes out, this person is fadining. I mean, it's hard to say, not giving tzedakah is considered making money. But he's fadining. What's he fadining? The fact that he doesn't have to give this pruta now to the ani. So it comes out, he's a shomer sachar because he's earning. This is what's known throughout Shas as pruta de Rav Yosef. And Rav Yosef held that every shomer aveda has a din of a shomer sachar, even though nobody's paying him. But the fact that he's potter from mitzvah tzedakah makes him an oisik b'mitzvah, and halacha is oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. Says Tosfos on Rabbi Yosef's halach, on this pruta de Rabbi Yosef, says v'davke b'shadim es asikba. This that Rabbi Yosef said that a person that has a mitzvah is involved in Hashavas Aveda, he found the mitzvah would be potter from giving an ani money if he knocked on his door. That's only true if he was literally being oisek. He's being metapel. He's physically dealing with the Aveda at the time that the Ani knocks on his door. He's involved with the Aveda. It doesn't mean that a person finds somebody in Aveda, you know, he has it lying there somewhere. And the halach is that that's it, he's done. He's not available for the next year and a half because he has this Aveda that he didn't return. Of course not. You have to literally be Isaac in the mitzvah in order to be potter. And the Tosfos, why? Because Eisim is a potter mitzvah, you only say if it's EF shel lekayim shneim. But kivin sheyachal lekayim shneim, that any time you could be mekayim shneim, kidemuchach besukah daf chafe, the halacha always is that you're going to not gonna have the halacha of Eisim b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. And Tosfos says, I'm skipping a little bit, v'svaruhu. And Tosfos says, although it's muchach that way in the sugi mesach the sukkah, and I could bring a riot to from a pasuk, but he said, I don't even need a pasuk for it. It's so pashut in svara. Listen to Taisus Lashon. L'shoinei azav shal Taisus. Da'atu, are you going to tell me, kol adam, sheyesh lo tefillin b'roshay, v'tzitzis b'bigdai, u'mezuzah b'pischai, you potter min ha-mitzvah? So that's it, we should all be potter. Because we're all wearing tzitzis, we're all wearing tefillin. Once upon a time, people wore tefillin the whole day, and we all have a mezuzah on our Pesach. So if that's the case, you should be potter. Frege chai chakasho, bishloim b'tefillin. Every rega you're wearing tefillin, you're being mekayim a mitzvah. Tzitzis, every rega you're wearing tzitzis, you're mekayim. But a mezuzah? Mezuzah is a mitzvah that I did 10 years ago when I clapped mezuzahs. In Tosfos, it's muchach that when a person has a mezuzah b'pischa, he's being mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. He's being mekayim the mitzvah mezuzah. And memeil, if there was a halach of oisik b'mitzvah potem and a mitzvah, even when it's afshal l'kayim shneim, you would be potem. But he says, svara can't be. You can't tell me that every person that's home with a mezuzah, that's all, he doesn't have to give tzedakah, he doesn't have to do anything. Because you're oisik b'mitzvah potem and a mitzvah. But ha-mil, what do you see clearly in Tosfos? You see in Tosfos, like this, that we're being medayik in the Magen Avraham and Reb Kiva Eger, that the mitzvah mezuzah is not a one-time event, but rather mitzvah mezuzah is a mitzvah tmidi. It's a mitzvah that a person has as long as he has a mezuzah, a pischai, he always has the mitzvah mezuzah. Just one other marim makim that's me'inyin le'inyin, but oise inyin, and that is a michas chinuch. A michas chinuch, this in mitzvah's mezuzah, it's mitzvah tof chof gimel, and the minchas chinuch over there discusses the halacha of hamivazves al yavazves yosem mechad. It's all familiar with the Gemara. It's a Gemara in Ksubis, one of the Takanas Usha, that hamivazves al yavazves yosem mechaymesh. A person is not allowed to spend more than 1/5 of his net worth on mitzvah sase. Stating that, the Ramah says in two places, in Yerideya Simen Kuf Nun Zayin, and he says it also in Eirechayim Simen Tov Freish Nun Vov and Hilchas Lulav. Tafresh Nun Vuv. In Hilchas Lulav, the Ramah says twice that that's only true when it comes to mitzvah saseh. But by mitzvah leis saseh, there the halach is that a person, what the Veltz Kash is, the Stock has two leis saseh, right? Tosfos says that the fact that you find in Shas that Rava forced people to give Stock, it's a mitzvah saseh shemat and schar b'tzidah, right? Tosfos says in Bava Basra, daf chesam b'beis, and ksubas daf mem tesam b'beis, that there's two lavin, leis amitz, leis sikpats, the tzvei bixen, the story with the Beis Halevi, right? You remember all this, right? All right, whatever. Anyways, the bottom line is, seriously? What's going on? What? Anyway, so says so that's what the Ramah says in two places. That even though Hamavazi is Ayavazi is Yasim, it's only when it comes to a mitzvah saseh, but by mitzvah lois saseh, there's no halacha of Hamavazi is Ayavazi. Says the Minchas Chinuch, what would be mezuzah? What would be mezuzah? So a person has $100 to his name, mezuzah costs $30. So, I you would say, it's a mitzvah saseh, uchsavtum ha mezuzah is beisach of mishorecha, ha mevazveh is al yevazveh is yeseh luchayim, which is very easy arithmetic. So luchayra, you're not mechuyiv to abay, says the Michas Chinuch, I want to say chiddush, then maybe not that way. Says, what's his chiddush? His chiddush is that being that mitzvah mezuzah is a mitzvah tmidi, so it comes out that every rega that a person doesn't have his mezuzah al pischa is bimavat al mitzvah saseh, it could be that ratchets up the chaymer of the mitzvah saseh, and it makes it like a lois saseh, and maybe even more chaymer than a lois saseh. So if that by a lois saseh you don't have the aloha of a mevazuz, ayyavazuz, yesim, chaymish, here you're not going to have that aloha either. And what's the makar to such a svara? Says the Michas Chinuch, the makar is the ran. The ran in the end of Masechet is Yuma. The ran over there is discussing a chayla sheyesh by sakana, where the halacha is machil and oisei akal akal. So if somebody like Elena was a chayla sheyesh by sakana, machal Shabbos, machal Yom Kippur, right? That's why it's in the sugi's end of Masechet is Yuma, Yonah the Yoma. But the point is that a chayla sheyesh by sakana can be machal everything for him. But at the same time, we try to be sensitive. So machil and oisei akal akal. So for example, if you're going to have to do an iser, you try to minimize the iser as much as possible. Says the Ran, what would be in the following scenario? You have a chaylish yesh by sakana, it's Shabbos. The doctor say he needs meat. The only meat that you have available is basa nevela. But at the same time, you can go shecht an animal and give him basa shchuta. So what should you do? Should you give him the basa nevela or should you give him the basa shchuta? What's considered the kalaka? Says the Ran, l'chur, if you'd ask the man on the street, he would tell you, the basa nevela. Basa nevela is a regular lois saseh. As opposed to shecht an animal, that's one of the lamites malachis. That's lois saseh sheyesh by mises bezdin, lois saseh sheyesh by karis. There's no aseh deicha lois saseh when it comes to things like that. So the bottom line is that l'chur, you would say, of course, the basa nevela is more cool. Yes. Says the Ran, not that way. Says why? Because although it's true, the Issa Nevela is more leicht than the Issa Chil Shabbos. But if you're going to give this Chayla Nevela, every Kazayas of Nevela that he's going to eat, he's going to be over another Lois Saseh. But if you go ahead and you Shecht on Shabbos, it's only going to be one Shechit, it's one Maisa Avera. Says the Ran, one Maisa Avera of Lois Saseh Sheyesh by Karas is more Kuladig than multiple Lavin. In other words, it's true that a lav sheyesh by karis is more chamer than a lois saseh. But being that you're going to do many lavin, multiple lavin, I'll call kezayis to kezayis, that's more chamer than the lav sheyesh by Mrs. Bezin. I mean that's more chamer than the lav sheyesh by Mrs. Bezin, says the Ran, therefore the machil and oisei akal akal is we're going to shecht on Shabbos. Aye, that's a lois sheyesh by Mrs. Bezin, but it's only one. In contrast to going ahead and giving him basin avela, where you're going to be chayiv, Rabbi Chanan brings a raya from you. He says that you come down in cheshbin, that being that we know that Allah is aseh is not doicha lois sheyesh by karis, aseh shouldn't be doicha two lavin either. Like the Ran, that two lavin is more chamer than a lav sheyesh by Mrs. Bezin, it should be. And we know Taisa says in the first parak in Yevamos, in the sugis of aseh doicha lois sheyesh, that just like an aseh is doicha one lavin, it's doicha two lavin as well. So says Rabbi Chanan, l'chayra, it should come out from that Taisa, it's not like this cheshbon in the Ran Masechtas Yuma, and it should come out from the Ran Masechtas Yuma, not like the Tosfos over there in Yevamos. So he says, I have a chiddush in a chiddush yesh by Sakana, and I have a chiddush in the sugis of Aseh Deichalois. I say two completely unrelated, but they're very much related, says Rav Chanan. Because at the end of the day, if you're going to tell me that two lamed is more chomer than a lav sheyesh b'mises bezin, if Aseh is not doicha lav sheyesh b'mises bezin, it can't be doicha two lamed. But anyways, that's the bottom line. So the bottom line is the Ran says a chiddush that even though a lois Aseh is technically more kuladig than a lav sheyesh b'mises bezin, but two lavin or multiple lavin, a maisa, where you're going to be chayiv al kol kezayis for kezayis, that's more chamor in the sugyas of achilon reis akal akal that alav she says mechas chinuch. The same is going to be true about mezuzah. Mezuzah is a mitzvah saseh, but it says the mechas chinuch every regga that you don't have a mezuzah al pesach beisoy you mevatel an aseh. Bina you mevatel an aseh every regga that you don't have a mezuzah. So it comes out that it's more chomer than a lois saseh, because a lois saseh if it's a madach for a one time lois saseh, the halacha is that you have to be mevaz v'zeis mechaymish. You have to give away kol moedecha. Then certainly the halacha is going to be true for a mitzvah saseh, which is a mitzvah saseh to me. As I the minchas chinuch, what do you see in this minchas chinuch? You see in this minchas chinuch that if a person has a house without a mezuzah, he's mevatel and aseh b'chol rega v'rega. Now you don't see in the minchas chinuch what we're saying. We're saying from the Magen Avraham, Reb Kiv Eiger, Tosfos and Perek HaKoines, and Masechtas Bava Kama, that there's an idea that every rega that you have a mezuzah, the halacha is that you're mekayim a mitzvah. Minchas chinuch, you don't see that. You don't see that every rega you have a mezuzah, you're mekayim a mitzvah. What you see is the opposite, the antithesis of that. You see that every rega that you don't have a mezuzah, you're mevatel a mitzvah. So I say, either way, just a toyaneh, chayim zachu of some of the raid that we're going to leave on the table. Regardless, on that note, we turn our attention from the mitzvah of mezuzah to the mitzvah of tefillin. So the mitzvah of tefillin, in contrast to mezuzah, which is mentioned twice in the Torah, the mitzvah of tefillin is actually mentioned four times in the Torah. Right? How many parashas are there in a mezuzah? If you open up the mezuzah, what are you going to find? You're going to find two parshias. You're going to find Shema and Vahaya. Why? Those are the two places in the Torah where the Torah mentions the mitzvah of mezuzah. If you open up your tefillin, you're going to find four parshias, because the Torah mentions the mitzvah of tefillin four times in the Torah. You have it twice in parshas Bai, in the context of Yetzias Mitzrayim. Right? First is known as the parsha of Kadesh Li Kol Bechor, Peter, Kol Rechem Bnei Yisrael, V'adu Behema. And in that parsha, you have a lot of very well-known psukim. You have V'lo Yiro Lecha Chometz, V'lo Yiro Lecha Asar Bechol V'lecha, you have V'gadet Televincha, and then at the very end, the Torah says, V'hoyu Lecha Lo'isal Yodcha, U'lezikorem Bnei Necha, L'man Tia, Torah Hashem Beficha. The second time is mentioned in the parsha that begins with the words Vahaya, Vahaya ki v'yacha Hashem aleretz Kanani, known as the parsha of Vahaya. And there too, the Torah talks about the mitzvah and the kedusha of Bechor, and it's related to Makas Bechoris. And at the very end, the Torah says, Vahaya l'cha l'oysa yodcha, and of course, in the two parashas of Kriyishma, ukshartam l'oysa yodecha, Vahaya l'tay tofais bein einecha. So regardless, you have four parshias, four times where the Torah mentions the mitzvah tefillin. Those are the four parashas that we have in the tefillin. Now the Mishnah said that arba parashas shebetefillin ma'akvizu azu, that you can't have tefillin unless you have all four parashas. Not just that, but even if you're missing one letter of one of the parashas, that alone is enough to be ma'akvizu. The Gemara pshita, it's pashit. Obviously, you can't be missing a letter. What does a habimini can be missing a letter? Amar avinu marav le'nitzcha elu l'kutza shel yod. Even if you're missing not a full letter, you're missing the pintle of the yod. This is the literal kutzah shel yod. So if you're missing the kutzah shel yod, you would have thought that maybe it's kosher tefillin. It's not. Vanami pshita. Why would you think the kutzah shel yod is any worse than if you're missing a part of the shin or etz? The Gemara like nitzucha elo the idach Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. We mean something else. Amar avinu marav kol oisha in gvil mukav l'me'abi ruchaseb. So two letters are not allowed to be touching in tefillin. It has to be gvul mukavla. There has to be klaf surrounding it on all four sides. So what would be if one of the letters don't have gvul mukavla? Is that enough to make it pasik or not? Kamash malon. Yes. We know this for parshiyos in the tefillin. And the tefillin shel roish also has four batim. So as we're going to see, there's a fundamental difference between the way the Tefillin Shel Yad is prepared and the Tefillin Shel Roish is prepared. They both have four parashiyos. The difference is the Tefillin Shel Roish has four batim, whereas the Tefillin Shel Yad only has one bias. Additionally, the Tefillin Shel Roish is written on four different klafin that are placed in the four batim. The Tefillin Shel Yad is written on one klaf, and it's put in one bias. And Pashup Shad is because wherever the Torah mentions the Tefillin Shel Yad, the Torah mentions it B'Lashon Yachid. Whenever the Torah mentions the Tefillin Shel Roish, it mentions it B'Lashon Rabim. Ukshartam lo'ois al yodecha. Lo'ois al yodecha. It's referring to Tefillin Shel Yad, al yodecha. And it says, oh, it doesn't say ois ois, it says ois. That's a Lashon Yachid. V'hayu l'taytaf ois, that's a Lashon Rabim bein einecha. So the emphasis, this is the Pashup Shad, we'll see the Gemara now, but that's the Pashup Shad. That the Tefillin Shel Yad, the emphasis is always Lashon Yachid. Thus, it's one klaf in one bias, whereas the Tefillin Shel Roish, it's Toitafais, emphasis on Rabin. So it's four klafim and it's four bakim. Stating that as it relates to the technical halacha, the lekatchilas and the bidyavets, we have an amid of Gemara. Zok the Gemara, Tanu Rabban, litay tafois, hare kandala, divrei Rabbi Yishmael. It says the word taitafois three times in the Torah. Twice it says it chaser, and once it says in male. And from those three mentions of the word taitafois, chaser, male, one, two, we learn four batim. So help Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva says, "Ain't it tzarich? You don't have to come on to that. I know it simply from the word taitafas, because the word taitafas is made up of two words. Tat, the bekasvi shtayim, in the language of kasvi, tat means two. Pas b'afriki shtayim, pas in African means two. Thus, taitafas itself is two plus two, which is how I know for Tanu Rabban Yoch yichtivim adal oiris v'anich b'dal batim. I would think that the way he's supposed to write the tefillin shorosh is he's supposed to write it on four separate oiris, and you're supposed to put them on four batim that come from four oiros. Dalit batim that are made up of four oiros. So it should be four separate hides of skin for the four klafim, the four parashiyos, and they should be put into four batim that come from different hides as well. Talmud Leimer says, Ula zikaroin b'nei necha. Zikaroin is a lashon yachid, even though we're talking about the tefillin shorosh, but the Torah does say zikaroin, and we learn from there zikaroin, Echad amarti lecha, v'loy beis v'gimel zechronis. Okay, so what does that mean? Koisman al dalit oiros, you write them on four oiros, umanichon bedalit batim ba'oirechad. And you're supposed to put them into four batim that come from one oir. So it's all supposed to come from one animal, it's supposed to be one piece of hide. You're supposed to form it in a way where it makes up four batim. Thus, you're being mekayim for batim, but being that the Torah also says zikar in Alashen Yachid, so I learned that it's supposed to be one piece of skin. Vim kosvam ba'or echad, vim nichon bedalid batim yatsa. What would be if the four parashias were also written in ba'or echad, and then you put it in the dalid batim, you're going to be yatsa. However, if you do that, if you write the four parashias not on four separate oiros, but rather on one oir, then there's an important caveat. You have to make sure that you leave extra space between the four parashias. You don't have to leave any extra space. They both agree that you have to tie something in between the four parashias on these klafin. And by the way, you also have to make sure that the charitz is nikr. So the four batim that you have in the tefillin shorosh, you have to be able to see from the outside where the batim are. That's why if you look at your tefillin shorosh, you have lines going through the tefillin, because that's identifying where the batim are underneath the cover. Tefillin shiyah doesn't have it, because tefillin shiyah is all one bias. But the bottom line is that there's a halacha that you have to put a chutay meshicha bin kol achas v'achas, and it has to be nikar mibachos. Tanu rabbanan ketzad koisvan. How do you write fillet? Fillet shal yad, koisva al oir echad. You write it on one oir. Vim kosva barba oirois. Let's say you wrote it on four. V'nicha bebayis achad. Yotza, but you have it, it's okay. V'tzorech li davik. However, you do have to put it together. So let's say you're going to write it on four different oirois. You have to make sure that you tie the four together. Shenema v'hoi l'cho l'ois ayotcha. We said, yes, to be ois is a lashon yachin. The Gemara darshins weiter. Kishem shoyis achas mibachutz, and just like from the outside it looks like one, because the tefillin shaliyah doesn't have these charitzin, so from the outside it looks like one bias. Kach is achas mibefnim. So too on the parshiyos level, it has to look like one as well. So in the event that you wrote it b'diavad on four, you have to make sure that you tie them together. Otherwise, it's going to be puzzled to be Rabbi Yehuda. So again, the katchila tefillin shaliyah is supposed to be one klaf. It's in one bias. But the evid, if you wrote them on four klafin, you have to tie it together. And if you don't tie it together, it's possible. Rabbi Yosi says, "Ein etzarech." Rabbi says, "You don't have to tie it together." Rabbi Yosi said, "Amaydili Rabbi Yehuda, b'Rabbi." This is he was referring to Rabbi Yehuda. But Rabbi was always a lashon of Chacham, Gadol Adar, second name, Nayd Yehuda, right? Shem Eloi Tefillin Shel Yad, V'Yesh Lo Yishtei Tefillin Shel Rosh. Let's say a person doesn't have Tefillin Shel Yad, but he has two Tefillin Shel Rosh. So can I use the two, one of the Tefillin Shel Rosh is from my Tefillin Shel Yad? Said Alach Shatayla Oir Achas Mehen. The Umanicha, and you can use it. Meaning you could put a little something. You don't want it to be Charitz and Nicker. So you have to put a little slab of oir on top of it, so it should look from the outside like tefillin shel yad. But as long as from the outside it looks like tefillin shel yad, that's enough for you to be able to be yoytza. So again, we have a machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi. If the tefillin shel yad was made in the b'di'evid way, the katchila is supposed to be one klaf. You made it with four klaf. You have to tie it together or not? So katchila, yeah. B'di'evid, Rabbi Yehuda says if you didn't tie it together, it's possible. Rabbi Yosi, if you didn't tie it together, it's kosher. Then Rabbi Yosi said, Rabbi Yehuda, you should know, was moided to me that if you want to use your tefillin shel rosh, but the Yevid, you have an extra pier of Shal Rosh, and you don't have a Shal Yad,
You can use it as a shaliach, just cover it from the outside. Right, the Gemara, why would Rabbi Yehuda be Maida? I thought Rabbi Yehuda said it's ma'akev, that if it's in four parashias, it's not okay. Tefillin shel Rosh the Katchila is supposed to be four iris. Does that mean that the Katchila is supposed to be four iris? Why did Rabbi Yossi think Rabbi Yehuda would be Maida to him? Right, the Gemara, Maida, bitmiya hainu pliktayu. Isn't that precisely what they were arguing about? Amar Rava. So Rava said, midvar shel Rabbi Yossi, chaza bar Rabbi Yehuda. You see from Rabbi Yossi that Rabbi Yehuda must have been chaser. That if Rabbi Yehuda came around and he agreed that the Katchila Tefillin shel Yad should be on one klaf, but yeah, but if it was on four klafin, it's okay, and that's why Rabbi Yossi said, you should know Rabbi Yehuda came around, and he's minded to me that if you have two shalroishes, you can use one of the shalroishes as the shalyah. But the Gemara asks the obvious question, Eini, is that so? You could use your shalroish for a shel yad? You can take the shalyad and turn it into a shalroish. But ain't noisin shalyad, but shalroish ain't shalyad. But you can't make a shalroish a shalyad. And the reason is, because the shalroish is more kaddish than the shalyad. So mylam bekaddish ve myrid. So you can't take the shalyad, the shalroish, and lessen the kedusha. But you could take the shalyad and upgrade the kedusha. The Gemara says, like kasha habat tikta. One is talking about an old pirat film, one's talking about a new pirat film. An old pirat film, if it was used already as the shal roish, then you can't use it as shal yad. Then you have the problem of ma'il l'kodesh v'im eridin. But if it was never used, it's okay. L'mandam ha'azmona milsi. What about according to ma'adam that says ha'azmona milsi, that once you set something aside for davar shel kedusha, it already retains that level of kedusha. So if you hold ha'azmona milsi, then l'chura, it should already be a problem. So the Gemara says, da'asni alayu me'kara, and achanami, it only works if you made it tonight. You set it aside for a shalroish, but you said that if I'm not going to have a shalyad, I'll use it for my shalyad. The halach is, it's okay. So the tefillin shalyad and the tefillin shalroish were made up of, they were made up of four parashias. The four parashias in the tefillin. The shalyad was put in one bias, and the shalroish were put in four batim. Says the Gemara Tanu Rabban on Ketzat Sidron, what's the seder? How exactly are you supposed to put the four oirois, these four klafim, inside the tefillin? What's the order? So we know the four parashas. It's Kaddish, it's Vahaya, it's Shema, and Vahaya. But what's the Seder? It says the Gemara, Kaddish li Vahaya ki v'yachim yamin. Kaddish li kol b'char, and Vahaya ki v'yachim should be to your right. Shema, Vahaya im Shemaya mismoil. And the parasha of Shema, and Vahaya im Shemaya should be to your left. Freit the Gemara, Vatanya ibcha. We learned Fakert. We learned that Kaddish and Vahaya Kiviyach should be on the smile, and Shema Vahaya Shema should be on the right. I'm Rabbi Lakasha. Kami Yamine Shal Kaire, Kami Yamine Shal Minich. Is it my right? Is it your right? So if I'm looking at somebody who's wearing tefillin, right? If you're looking at someone that's wearing tefillin, if you're going to go from right to left, so then it should be Kaddish Vahaya Kiviyach Yamin, and it should be Shema Vahaya Shema Yamisma. But from the standpoint of the person that's wearing the tefillin, so then it's reversed. Then it's Kaddish Li and Vahaya Kiviyach is Mismail. And it's Shema V'Hoyim Yachas should be in the Yemen. Amrav Chanan L'Amrav Hichlev Parashi Yosef Psulis. That if you Tzimish the Yitzris and you messed up the order, it's not just the Katchila. Psulis, the Tefillin are going to be possible. So it's Ma'akiv. You have to make sure you get the order right. Amrav Abaya Abaya Amar Elik V'Yasa Libriyasa U'Briyasa Lik V'Yasa. This is only true if you took something that was supposed to be on one of the outers size and you put it to the middle. That's briyasa. But if you mixed up the two edges, or you mixed up the two that are supposed to go in the middle, less than but it's not a problem. I'm like Rava. So Rava told Abaya, Maishna gviyasa libriyasa ubriyasa ligviyasa deloy. Why if you mix up something that's supposed to be one of the outers with something that's supposed to be one of the inners, is it a problem? Deloy the hach bay la mixi avira like kachazia. Vadaloy bay koi la mixa avira kachazia briyasa. What's happening is you have to know where to put the commas in this Gemara. But either way, the point is the one that is supposed to have avir on its side is suddenly sandwiched in between, right? And the one that's supposed to be sandwiched in between, that's not supposed to have avir on the side, suddenly has avir on the side. But the Gemara says if that's the case, briyasa le briyasa, ugviyasa le gviyasa, if you mix up two briyasas or two gviyasas, nami, it should be the same problem, because it's true, I was supposed to be one of the ends, one of the bookmarks, but I was supposed to be on the right side, so my avir was supposed to be to my right, and now all of a sudden it's to my left. So the Gemara says, Ella, you're right, Loshna. You have to say that makes no difference. Meaning, it's possible if you mixed up the order. But in terms of, does it matter if it's Gviyasa li Briyasa, Briyasa li Gviyasa, or Gviyasa li Gviyasa, Briyasa li Briyasa, the answer is no. So the Gemara says, Kate says, say the Sidron, what's the order they're supposed to go ahead? How are you supposed to put the four parashias inside the tefillin? Says the Gemara. If you're looking at someone that's wearing tefillin, so you should see Kadesh Shli V'Hoy Kiviyachem Yamin,
and then you're supposed to see Shema, V'hoyim Shemaya, to the left. Zok Rashi, what does this mean? That Kadesh V'yuch V'yachet Yemin, and to the and what's the other two to the left? Says Rashi, Kaseida Shein Ksuvim Atayra. That if you think about it, essentially what the Gemara did was, it said it should be written in the Seida of the Torah. So you're literally going from right to left. From the right it says Kadesh L'Kol B'char. Then it says Vayuki V'yacha. Those are the two parashas in Parashas Boy. The next is the parasha of Shema, which is in Parashas V'eschanon. And then the last one is Vayim Shemaya, which is in Parashas Ekev. So it's Kadeshli V'hayuki V'yacha Shema V'hayim Shemaya. Freit Rabbeinu Tam, that if Rashi's right, and this is the way that you're supposed to write the parashas of the Tefillin, then why did the Braisa break it up into two parts? Kadesh V'hayuki V'yacha Miyamin and Shema V'hayim Shemaya Mismoil. It sounds like there's two parts to the Tefillin. There's the right side of the Tefillin, and then there's the left side of the Tefillin. Really, what you're doing is you're going from right to left. It's Kadesh, Vayuki V'yacho, Shema, V'hoyim Shemaya. What's the right side of the tefillin, the left side of the tefillin? V'koshel Rabbeinu Tam, Damai Palginu, Shekoy Rishneim HaRishoynes Miyamin, V'chol Achreynes Mismoil. Hoyoloy Loimar, Rishoynes Miyamin, V'chol Achreynes Mismoil. Oy Ipcha, De Gimel Rishoynes Miyamin, V'revius Mismoil. Gabi Nermar Ravi, you find another place in Shas that that's the way it's supposed to be. Says Rabbeinu Tam, from this diuk in the Braisa, it's mashma not like Rashi. When Farish Rabbeinu Tam says Toisviz, that I think the way it's supposed to be is different. Rather, it's two groups. There's Kadesh V'yuviyachah Kiyamin, meaning the right side of the tefillin has two parashias. Reading from right to left, it's Kadesh V'yuviyachah. Mismol, then there's the left side of the tefillin. And the way the left side of the tefillin is, you read from left to right. And you have first Shema, and then you have Ahoyo. So whereas according to Rashi, it's Kesedar Ksuvim Atayrah, it's Kadesh L'Kol Bechar, V'hoyo ki yiviyacha, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, V'hoyim Shemaya. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not the way it works. According to Rabbeinu Tam, it's Kadesh, V'hoyo ki yiviyacha, the Yamin is the same, but then comes V'hoyim Shemaya, and then comes Shema. Because Rabbeinu Tam understood there's two parts to the tefillin. There's the right side, there's the left side. So Kadesh V'hoyo is reading it from right to left, and then Shema V'hoyo is reading it from left to right. And this, of course, is the Makar to Rashi's Tefillin, Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin. So if you ever wanted to know the rest of the story, what is Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's Tefillin, you just learned it right now. It's one line in Gemara, Masechtas Menachos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and it's Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam, just had to understand the Gemara. The Braisa says, Ketzad Sidron, how, what's the Seder of the four parashiyas in the Tefillin? Kadesh Li V'hoyim Kiviyachem Yemin, Shema V'hoyim Shemaya Mismoil. And from this Machlokes, it's a Chlebedeh, Mamish. But this is where it comes from. Rashi says, Kadesh li v'hoyk v'yachem yamin, and then continue going from right to left. Shema v'hoyk, meaning there's the two quadrants of the tefillin, the two sides of the tefillin. But it's Kadesh v'hoyo, Shema v'hoyo. Kesedar aksuvim b'teira zok the Hilgi Rashi. Rabbeinu Tam says not mashma that way, because then it would just be one. What's the two sides of the tefillin? Elamai, we're going from right to left on the right side of the tefillin, then we're going from left to right on the left side of the tefillin. So the whole shinui between Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin is the seder of how you put Shema v'hoyim Shemaya. According to Rashi, Shema is 3, Vayim Shemaya is 4. According to Rabbeinu Tam, Vayim Shemaya is 3, Shema is 4. As it relates to Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin and halacha l'maisa, and really, of course, the halacha is like Rashi. And because the halacha is like Rashi, every single yud puts on Rashi's tefillin. If you don't put on Rashi's tefillin, you're not Yotze Mitzvah's tefillin. But at the same time, there are people, Shaina Eden, that put on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. And the question is, why? Why are we putting on Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin? What's the inyan? Because there's a Rabbeinu Tam? I mean, this is the only Rabbeinu Tam in Shas. I mean, since when do we just go ahead and start trying to be Yotze every Rabbeinu Tam in Shas? Exactly. We spoke about it this morning. The mezuzah. Rabbeinu Tam's mezuzah. Everyone knows about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin. What about Rabbeinu Tam's mezuzah? Rabbeinu Tam's aren't Kodesh, right? Somebody actually sent me, Zevi Brot, my chavrusa from the summer. He deserves the shout out. Simply because, we learned together the whole summer. That's Shem Sukkis. But either way. he texted me today. He said that, you should know, in the Belzer Shtibbel, because we mentioned this morning that Rashi held, right? How do you put the mezuzah? How do you put the mezuzah? You put the mezuzah balachsan. You put it on a slant. So why do you put it on a slant? In the Gemara, right, because Rashi holds it's supposed to be straight. Rabbeinu Tam says it's supposed to be flat. Rabbeinu Tam's raya is that the Sefer Torah and the luchos that were in the Aron were flat. So you see that the real
choshev a halakha way to have a sefer Torah and lucha is it's supposed to be flat. So mezuzah should also be flat. What's the kasha? That's open up an aron kodesh. Go vayim tzayarin. The sefer Torah stand. It's not by lachsa neither. It's standing straight, right? So if it's standing straight, then luchayra was pshat. What? So the emes is the marcha. We spoke about this morning. Marcha brings for Rabbeinu Tam. That Rabbeinu Tam said that if he was able to, we weren't sure what the obstacle was, but if he was able to, maybe it just wasn't big enough. He preferred to have an aron kodesh flat also. That's what it would be. So you tell me then the bells in the bells of shtibel in Eretz Yisrael and the bells yeah, it's not a shtibel in bells in Yerushalayim that are in Kodesh is flat. That's how they take out the Sifrei Torah. Either way, more about Rabbeinu Tam's tefillin tomorrow's time.